You're listening to the Asheville FM News Hour on 103.3 Asheville FM. I am news team correspondent KP Whaley. And today I'm joined by Jasmine Hanks, the program associate for the Western Women's Business Center. Jasmine, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
You guys have an annual business conference for women that is coming up here in the month. And I was wondering if you could tell us a little bit more about the conference and maybe start with the Western Women's Business Center and who you all are.
Okay. Well, the conference is coming up on June 20th at the AB Tech Mission Conference Center. We do this every year the last Thursday of June. And at the Western Women's Business Center, what we do are we provide workshops, access to capital, and one-on-one coaching and assistance to entrepreneurs. We have women in our name because that's our target audience, but we do help men as well.
What kind of help and assistance are you providing new entrepreneurs?
Technical assistance and coaching. So if you come into the office, we'll go over a few questions with you about what it is that you do as a business or what it is that you're trying to do. If you have multiple ideas, we'll help you like kind of figure out and go one way. And we'll get you set up with a coach who will work with you one-on-one based on your business needs.
And I understand you also maybe sliding scale is not exactly the right term, but you do. It's an affordable program, right?
Yeah, all of our services are prepaid by your tax dollars.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of folks are actually approaching you all? Like who comes in to seek these kinds of services?
We meet people at all stages. Like I said, the entrepreneur who has many ideas and not sure on what to do with it. Somebody who's just starting out and they need help like setting up their QuickBooks, or somebody who's been in business for 5 years and they're trying to scale up and they now need a loan or some cash assistance. So we see people at all stages.
You say you offer it to men and women, but you're a women's business center.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it so important that women get this kind of opportunity and or assistance?
Because women are underserved. I don't know, a man's world, like women don't realize the services that are out there available to them and that they can start a business. They are used to staying at home and being with the family. So they don't realize that they can.
What can you tell me some of success stories you might remember or recall?
We have helped Gabrielle Stobe with Nico Languages. She came in with, you know, she was in business, but she hadn't done much. And so we helped her get her business plan together. We helped her with the IDA program and getting that extra money. So that's one.
Tell me more about the conference. You have the conference coming up. You have quite a few keynote speakers that I was impressed with. And you also talk about the fact that the conference is more than just a conference. Can you elaborate more on that?
Well, the conference is a full day of networking and learning, and we do workshops within the conference, and we have three keynote speakers for the day. The morning keynote will be Jessica Chilton. Jessica Chilton is an expressive arts therapist and business coach. The lunch keynote is Darlene Strickland. She is the senior minister at the Unity of the Blue Ridge and leader of Our Love is Power movement. And the afternoon keynote is Aisha Adams. We serve breakfast, lunch, and an afternoon snack during the day. And we have 6 breakout sessions with a total of 18 different speakers for those breakout sessions, because some of the sessions are panels when we're covering anything from marketing to funding to insurance needs.
Jasmine, you have a theme each conference as well. And I was reading the name of this theme. And why don't you, first of all, tell us what it is and then explain what that means.
The theme for this year's conference is Building Your Tribe to Build Your Business. And we chose this because, like, for any business, you need people who think like you or who don't think like you, so that you have the right people behind you and supporting you so that your business grows correctly.
Or remind our listeners when the conference is and how they may want to register for this.
Okay, our conference is June 20th at the AB Tech Mission Conference Center. And it is from 8:30 a.m. is when registration opens. The conference itself starts at 9 a.m. and it's set to end at 3:30. And you can find us online at www.wwbcnc.org.
Is there anything else that you want to talk about that I might have forgotten to ask you?
The African American Business Association is something that we also do, and it's monthly. We have monthly workshop where we give lunch and we offer a variety of topics. We've covered things from working with the government to writing a business plan or developing your elevator speech. We cater those classes to the needs of the people who attend. And that's something that we do every month on the third Tuesday of the month at the Arthur Eddington Center from 11:30 a.m. till 1:30 p.m.
And can people just show up for that, or do they have to register?
We ask that you register so that we have the right amount of lunch there. And our lunch is provided by Robin Harris of Girl Go Cook. She's wonderful. And so we want to make sure that everybody gets to taste her deliciousness. And you can also register for those events at www.wwbcnc.org.
Great. Thank you so much, Jasmine.
Thank you.
That was Jasmine Hanks, Program Associate for the Western Women's Business Center, talking about the fifth annual Western Women's Business Conference being held here in Asheville on June 20th. You can get more information about the conference and the center at their website, which is www.wwbcnc.org.